We're back, Taylor Report. And I want to say a few things here in the latter part of the show about some recent news. I'm going to complain again about the inability of and the conscious political propagandizing work of our media to simply try to make things worse and to try to aid and abet the colonial, neocolonial imperialist types who like to intervene in other people's countries. We have a crisis, no doubt, of a sort developing with Myanmar and its neighbor, Bangladesh, and other neighbors, India, China. There are many interested parties. One of the interested parties, turns out, is Saudi Arabia, which is, you know, you say, that's kind of far away to be interested. And the Americans and the French. And remember, it was an English colony, and it was also under the Japanese. They haven't had a happy life, largely because of the great powers who came and molested them. And now we're in the period, post-World War II, when borders and sovereignty are supposed to matter and should definitely matter, particularly for the less powerful countries. And there has been an effort to resolve things. And it's old. 2016, I'm going to remind everybody, 2016, August, it was agreed that something needed to be done about the phenomena of a population in the state of Rakhine, in which there was a question of their status, citizenship or recent. And incidentally, that's immediately a foggy gray area, not established by outsiders. They like to talk about it, but they really don't know what they're talking about. None of them live there. Nobody speaks the language. Not involved. But all of a sudden, everybody's an expert. But there was a decision, a rather rational one, taken by the government, led by Aung San Suu Kyi. And they asked a respected international figure, Kofi Annan, to head a committee, which made up, by the way, of people from the region and some from not, and some from international organizations. Put together a committee, study it for a year, and make a recommendation, which they did. Now, there's all this claim that this is a government bent on so-called ethnic cleansing. They say, this is how the Star writes. This is how the Globe writes. This is definitely how the New York Times write. They say a classic case of ethnic cleansing. That when a government writes gets a third party to write a report suggesting how they resolve a matter, that is not a case of ethnic cleansing. That's a case of a rational attempt to solve a problem. The phrase which you were being beat over the head with of the UN says it's a classic case of ethnic cleansing. You know something? That line came out of the mouth of a Jordanian prince. He's the guy who said it. He's the guy who has – he's got the roving commission at the human rights under the United Nations, which, by the way, the chair of the outfit is Saudi Arabia. So we're – but they use that phrase as though they have said something that highly sacrosanct, deeply embedded in studies and – no, it's malarkey. It's coming out of the mouth of a Jordanian prince. In his country, if you – stand in a street corner and blow a whistle saying, I think the king is a moron, they will execute you. And he would be the first to say, do it. So let's not overblow this phony SOB when he starts telling us he knows ethnic cleansing when he sees it. He doesn't know it at all. He's a Jordanian prince. And we're supposed to listen to him. Meanwhile, you actually have a report. It's a year old, this report, in which the government accepted the report. I don't know whether they did that cynically, planning, but they did it. But there's another party, an armed party, whose leader is from Saudi Arabia. He's a Pakistani-born guy from Saudi Arabia. And he says, I'm going to shoot the place up if I feel like it. But I don't see the Toronto Star, Mr. Jeffrey Gettleman of the New York Times. The Toronto Star didn't do its own homework anymore. They paid a little 10% to the New York Times and pretend they got a Toronto newspaper. Anyhow, They reprint this junk, and he doesn't even discuss the fact that Kofi Annan even exists. Kofi Annan wrote the report. The report was accepted. On the day that it was accepted, the 25th of August, 30 military posts of the government of Myanmar, the army of Myanmar, were attacked. That isn't child's play. That's serious fighting. And so if the Star and others want to say they care about the subject, do you think maybe the rules ought to apply to these guys too or not? And to put the blame on the central government, which is the one that asked for the report and said they would act on the report, recognizing there is a problem. They're going to they act on a report, recognizing there's a problem. You're going to put the onus on them or the guys who shot the place up on the very day the report was accepted. So enough with the malarkey. We need some real serious – we need some grown-up people to talk about this issue, because here's the question we ought to have is Britain seems to think it has some special role there. France seems to think it has a special role there. The United States is acting like it cares about human rights, which is ought to be a, there's a great laugh line. I suggested to Saturday Night Live, who now is way off his track and simply works for Hillary. This is a clear case of colonialists, the former colonialists, wanting to come back and dictate. And we're leaving out – last time we talked about this, I left out a very important fact. Myanmar is one of those countries, like Vietnam, by the way, which moves a little bit back and forth between comfort zones with the Chinese on one side and the United States on the other. Remember that Obama said he wanted to pivot. He's a basketball player. He wanted to pivot towards Asia, which meant he wanted to run up to the coast of China and threaten them. Anyhow, so part of his pivot was to try to pry Myanmar away from a friendship, friendly relations with China. He succeeded somewhat because Aung San Suu Kyi was considered a friend of the West. However, she failed to deliver in the manner that they expected. Now she's a bête noire, and they don't care what happens to her. They're trashing her all over the place. They said she shouldn't have gotten a Nobel Prize. Obama, who got one, can talk about her. He was droning people. He bombed Libya, killed the head of state there. Flies warplanes over Syria. That's okay. You get a Nobel for that. She didn't invade anybody. And she took a report that could solve her country's problems. Perhaps. I'm not saying they would. Perhaps could solve them. So they didn't get their way. And they were very interested. They're very worried. It is a fact. It's not all about China. But China's a factor. China has been, in case you haven't been watching, has been kind of developing. It's when I was a kid, they called them the country of blue ants. There were actually books published in English by people with degrees calling the Chinese blue ants. They seem to have moved through the ant stage. And it's a big working economy run by intelligent people who don't talk like madmen the way the president of the United States, the head of world civilization, talks. They actually talk like educated people, civilized people, people understand diplomacy. So you can see what they're a deadly threat to the morons of the world, which are led by Washington. So Washington's very concerned that this success will continue. So they would like to see if they couldn't make a little problem along the border between Myanmar and Bangladesh. There is a problem there. But if you think, or anybody thinks, that Washington and Paris have any solutions, anyway, you'd have to have your head examined to use the simplest expression. All right, anyway, this is the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM, and we can move to more important things, sports.
Colin Kaepernick filed a grievance today with the NFL Players Association.
Friday.
Okay. I read about it.
I hope you signed on. Did your union support him? They should.
I hope my union
is not being allowed to be gainfully employed in a field where he's an outstanding figure.
That the employers are conspiring. And by the way, American labor has a very long history of employers blackballing people who are union activists. That goes back more than 100 years, blackballing employees who don't know their place.
Yes.
And Colin Kaepernick is being treated like that.
Absolutely. That's the voice of Phil Conlon, Classical Underground, Wednesday 6 to 8. you know, Phil, and I, that when unions organize, very often those in the plant who sign up the members and eventually win, in the negotiations of the first contract, they are removed. It is a habit of employers to say, all right, you can have the union, you can do this and that, but the guy who did it has got to go. And very often, frankly, unions let that happen because, well, two reasons. One, they see they got a talented person and maybe they ought to use him as an organizer. But never forget the vindictive side of this. The leader on the owner's side is obviously Jerry Jones of the Dallas Cowboys, who is a Trump man, and he's ideologically a right winger, a very committed one. And so, anyway, let's all get behind Mr. Kaepernick and number 7. Just put it on your, paint it on your T-shirt, and become a hero in your neighborhood. The other story that I was interested in about football is that I watched this guy, the bumptious backup, who appears on Canadian television to talk about baseball, Mr. Zahn, who was a terrific guy on the bench, and everybody was, and he apparently is a genius in his spare time. Anyway, he is all for, of course, running over the catcher because that's the way it ought to be.
Yeah, I saw that rant. Yeah, yeah.
He reminds me of Don Cherrybaum, the idiot of the hockey. Yeah. Who, by the way, Don Cherry ought to take both knees and beg the forgiveness of every family and child that has been harmed by the idea that you ought to run smack into somebody else because that's the manly way to do it. And all the concussions. There are many, many – remember Rock'em Sock'em? I don't think you see that ad. I used to watch it. All it was collisions, which will maim you for life, potentially.
That's right.
And it was considered the manly thing to do. But to come to Mr. Zahn, I watched him Saturday night and doing his red-faced, I'm a real man. And he said, talking about, they should be able to run in the catcher, of course. And then he said, and in football, they protect the quarterback. And he says, and then he said, as his big line to his little friend, that's why I don't watch the NFL anymore, because they protect the quarterbacks. So that was Saturday night. So Sunday afternoon, he wasn't watching when the greatest quarterback in football, Aaron Rodgers, had his collarbone broken by a late hit by an enthusiastic guy who, and we want to remember because of the New Orleans Saints scandal, there is a little thing about taking out the other side's quarterback. He's kind of important. But so on Saturday night, he says it's too much of a sissy sport for him. He wants the real thing. On Sunday afternoon, he wasn't watching when Rodgers has his collarbone broken. There's quarterbacks, about one-third of the starting quarterbacks around the NFL are not playing today because they have been hit. And we have to listen to this moron who just is the kind of guy who would ruin a sport all in order to put on an act. At any rate, that seems to be them.
Well, yes, and I listened to Zahn's rant, and there is a new rule in baseball about how you can guard home plate when a runner is scoring, and it's only in its second season. Players are still adjusting to the rule, and the rule was violated the other night. And Zahn and the umpires eventually got it right when they looked at the replay and they saw that, you know, that the exact situation that they're to avoid, which is to set up, you know, a guy running at top speed into another human being and crushing him. You know.
Yeah. No, I'd rather watch baseball.
Yeah.
And if these guys are insecure about their masculinity, I suggest they join a boxing club and get themselves beaten up. This is CIUT, the Taylor Report, 89.5 FM with Charlotte. Thank you very much. We'll see you next week.